In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us. Did it ever happen to you to fall on ice? Now I know that this winter we hardly had any snow in Lexington. And not much ice, not much snow. But I'm sure that maybe it happened to you at least once in your life that you fell on ice or snow, right? And what did you do after falling? You got back up. Did you stay there? What happened if you stayed there? What could have happened if you stayed there? You get a cold? Yes, that's what happens, you know? You get a cold if you stay there. Nothing good could happen if you don't get yourself up. And you know, this is what happened in today's gospel with that younger brother who did what? What do you think that he did? Did he fall on ice? He kind of did. He kind of fell on ice because what he did, was it good? Was good what he did? Remember what happened in the gospel? What did he do? The younger brother, what did he do? He went to his father and he asked for what? Yes, give me the share of my property that belongs to me. His father was not dead yet. It was very disrespectful of him to go to his father and to ask for his inheritance before his father died. It was very disrespectful, but the father didn't get upset. He gave him half of his goods, and then what did the son do, the younger son do? What did he do? Did he stay home? What did he do? The gospel says that he went to a faraway country and he spent everything he had on loose living. What do you think that could mean? The gospel said, you know, on loose living. What could that be? Exactly. Stuff that is not very useful and you should not spend your money on. He had a lot of fun. Okay? He had fun until he ran out of money. And then, what happened? When he ran out of money, he was getting how? Because no more money, he couldn't buy food anymore, so he was getting hungry. And then what did he do? Not initially. Initially, he did something else. He went and he got hired by somebody. He offered his services. You know, he tried to work for somebody, but even working for somebody, he was still hungry and very, very sad. So he was down. He, like, fell. What he did was, like, falling because he did something that was not right. Okay? Now, it happens to all of us that sometimes we did something wrong. It's like falling on ice. Sometimes we don't mean it. It just happens. We have a bad fall when we do something that's not right. What did the son in today's gospel do? After getting hungry, after being hired, after wanting to be fed, even with the pods that the pigs that he was herding were eating, what did he do? He got back up. Exactly. He didn't stay on ice anymore. He realized, you know what? It's not good to stay here down on ice. I'm not happy here. I better do something about this. He got up. And he went where? To have some more fun? But where did he go? You said earlier. Ladies. He went back to his father. Now what I want to tell you today is that it happens. It happens to all of us to make bad choices. Okay? It happens to all of us to fall on ice. But let us try not to make a second mistake and to stay there. If, let's say, we make a bad choice. Can you give me an example of a bad choice that you could make? I see that you are trying to say. Okay. What about, you know, wasting your life? What about not doing, you know, not about, you know, if you realize that, you know what, I didn't study very well in school for the last few months. And my grades are going down. What do you do? Because basically, you know, do you think that that could have happened because you didn't study hard enough? You wasted time instead of doing what? What could you do in that situation? How could you get back up in that situation? Exactly. You know, you could stay there and say, oh, I'm so sorry, look what I did. For this many months I didn't study. St. Paul says in the second letter to Corinthians that there is a godly sorrow that produces repentance leading to salvation, not to be regretted. But the sorrow of the world produces death. There is a good sorrow and there is a bad sorrow, because initially we feel sorry, right? I feel sorry that I didn't study seriously for the last few months. I just realized that, you know, I didn't study seriously for the last few months. And I feel sorry for it. Now, I could feel sorry and start crying and not do anything about it, right? And stay there, down on ice. Or I could tell myself, okay, this is what it is. I lost 6 months. I don't want to lose my whole life. Right? And start studying harder. So, whenever you notice that you did something wrong, or you didn't do quite well, it's not the end of the world, okay? Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody is fooled by the devil, but when we realize that we are not on the right path, let's get back up and get on the right path and do what is right, and then we'll work together with God to be saved. Amen. Thank you very much. In the Orthodox Church, beloved faithful, we even have a bodily prayer for falling down and getting up. And especially during Great Lent, the Church recommends to use this bodily prayer as much as we can, in the hope that we'll get used to it and we are going to use it for the rest of the year. And it's interesting that in the Orthodox Church, this spiritual, physical exercise, this bodily prayer, has the same name like the Greek word for repentance. What's the Greek word for repentance? Metanoia. And what's the word for full prostration? The Greek word for full prostration? Metanoia. It's the same word. Old or modern pronunciation is the same word. Repentance. Because repentance is a very dynamic process. I know that the English word repentance implies a lot of sorrow. The biblical word for repentance implies sorrow and getting up. I'm sorry, but I don't stay there. I'm fallen, I realize I'm fallen, but I don't want to stay there because I'm going to catch a cold. I don't like to be on the ice. I want to get up. That's why in the Orthodox Church, when we pray, we are encouraged to involve the body, because this is what the Bible reveals to us. In today's epistle reading, St. Paul tells us very clearly, do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to the harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh.
Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you are bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We are called to glorify the Lord, to glorify God, not only in our spirit, but also in our body, with everything we have. That's why the church, you know, it's very interesting how the church, you know, prepares us for Great Lent, and the church reminds us that we should run away from the foreign land of sin and to come back into the Father's house and to offer everything that we have, our bodies and our souls, to be sanctified by God. And repentance, metanoia or metanoia, is the first step of this. To realize that I could do better. Now I know that by the grace of God, those of us who are in church are trying to live a good Christian life. But St. Paul compares the Christian life with the life of the athletes. And we know that it doesn't matter how good you are, there is always room for improvement. And in fact, they say, the Holy Fathers say that the closer you come to the light, the better you see yourself. If we sit in church today and we think, I don't know what Father is talking about because I have no sin, basically. I didn't waste my money, you know, in loose living. I don't want to go into details. I didn't spend my, you know, I'm living a good Christian life. It might be so, and there is nothing wrong about a good, normal Christian life. But don't look into the mirror. Look into the real mirror. The question is not like the Pharisee last Sunday, I'm not like the people around me, I'm better than most of the people around me. The question is, am I like Christ? Because we are called to become like Him. And that's how it should start, with repentance. Now, when we compare ourselves to Christ, obviously we are not there yet. Obviously there are so many things that we should repent of and get back up and become like Christ. This is what the 24 elders of the book of Revelation unceasingly do in heaven. They throw themselves to the ground. They do prostration. They repent before God unceasingly. And then they get up, because when they are in the presence of Christ, they realize how far they are. Therefore, beloved faithful, this process of repentance is a very dynamic one. Every Great Lent, every Lenten period, we are called to offer ourselves to God and to grow more and more and to keep by the grace of God the good things that we acquired by the grace of God, the good habits that we acquired by the grace of God during that Great Lent. And thus, to grow from glory to glory. That's one dynamic aspect of repentance. The other dynamic aspect of repentance is the initial one that I was talking about, is that when we realize that something is not right, let's not cry too much over it. Cry over it, but not forever. Let us offer it to God, work together with Him to be resurrected to a new life. This is the meaning of the prostration, of the metanoia. We present ourselves to God. This is who I am with my sicknesses. I'm ready to take my cross upon me. That's why we cross ourselves before we do prostration. I'm ready, as you called me, to take my cross and to follow you. And I throw myself to you. because I know that you lift me up. And when we go down in this position, and once again, this is from the Bible, this is what so many people in the Gospels did when they presented themselves to Christ. When the Gospels say that he or she threw himself to Jesus, that's what they did. They did a full prostration. And then Jesus said, get up. Your sins are forgiven you. You are healed. Whatever they needed. He gave them the resurrection. This is, as I said, you know what the 24 elders of the book of Revelation do unceasingly in heaven. They throw themselves before God, and God lifts them up. Now, when we throw ourselves to the ground in this position, what does that look like? I'll give you a hint. Ultrasound. At about 40 days. 40 days pregnancy, ultrasound. Or maybe later, maybe 3 months, let's say, the second one. Is it not like, are we not like a baby in our mother's womb? Is it not the fetal position? Of course it is. Because that's what we are doing. We go back into our fetal position. We go back into the womb to be resurrected to a new life. And Christ lifts us up. Repentance is very dynamic. Repentance is not about crying over our sins. That's the beginning. And the prodigal son cried when he realized what he did, but he didn't stay there. He went back to his father's house, and the father resurrected him to a new life. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.